Coach's Insight programs continue here on Care 93.7 as we're up on week six of high school football tomorrow night. And now we talk ACCHS, and that's with head coach Alex Thornburg. It is presented by L&L Construction. Coach, you got a rare Saturday game last week, pushed against Pleasant Ridge. You played Saturday afternoon. Your team goes out and gets the win 36-14. What was the overall takeaway from that game? Just how different was it playing on a Saturday?
Yeah, you know, I think we started out a little slow in the first quarter, and especially coming out of halftime, we really didn't respond well. Coming out of half, we jumped out early to end of the first quarter, 6-0 lead, and then scored again in the second quarter right before half. And just coming out of halftime, I thought we came out pretty flat. Gave up two scores to Pleasant Ridge and got ourselves down 14-12. We just talked to the guys, we told them that, you got to bounce back, and, if you want to make this a ball game, you got to bounce back, and they did. Had a big drive, a big play by Matt Worley, coming off of that second Pleasant Ridge score, and after that, we kind of rode that momentum to the end of the game. But I think playing on a Saturday, it's a little different. It throws you out of your typical routine. You get the extra day of practice, and which helps, and then but just getting out of your routine, I think, especially for kids and coaches, is a little tough.
And your senior quarterback, Bryson Lee, put together another great game on the offensive side, 200 passing yards and nearly 200 rushing yards. He had a couple of passing touchdowns and a rushing touchdown. He's been just really phenomenal for you all season long. And just how nice was it after getting that first loss the week prior against Rossville to see your team come back, going through a little adversity in the first half, but then somehow finding that way to get that win?
Yeah, absolutely. Like you said, it's nice to see those guys fight off that adversity. Bryson did. He had a huge game, 200 yards passing and 196 on the ground, which was awesome. We needed every single one of those yards. But there were a lot of guys that I thought played really well. Matt Worley had a big day for us. Trenton Timmy had two receiving touchdowns. Up front, I thought all of our offensive line did a nice job. Our tight end did a really nice job blocking as well. Pleasant Ridge kind of gave us came out in a front that we weren't expecting, we hadn't prepared for. So after our first drive, we made an adjustment, and I thought our guys responded pretty well to that. But, it was nice to see those guys fight off that adversity. And, these games right now are so important, being district games, that we couldn't drop to 0-2 in the district. I think that would have been good for us and the goals that we have for this season.
Well, you certainly have a chance. Silver Lake has only played one district game to this point. They're 1-0, but you have three teams in the middle at 1-1, and then you get a Moore Hill Mounts Academy team. It's coming off a big loss. They let up 76 points in a loss to Troy last week, and I think part of that was Troy being a little bit upset. They let the Centralia game slip away, but it's a different week when you get up to the Moore Hill game. It's that rivalry game. Everything just seems to be a little bit different going into this week. Is that fair to say, or is it business as usual?
Yeah, being a rivalry week, things are a little different, but we want to keep practices and things as normal as possible. But it's definitely something that we talk about because, up until last year, Moore Hill really had our number. I think they had won 8 straight in the matchup, and so last year was kind of a good one to get that monkey off our back a little bit. But we're trying to keep things as normal as possible this week because it's not just a rivalry game; it's a district game, it's a league game, so it has more impact than just being a rivalry game.
Yeah, it certainly has the impact, as you mentioned, big time for the league and for the district standings, with just 3 weeks left here in the regular season. We mentioned Silver Lake right now top the district. You guys will host Silver Lake in the final game here in a couple of weeks. But what stands out about this Ravens team specifically? Very good quarterback in Mark Harris. They're athletic and certainly talented. What stands out about them this year?
Yeah, and like you said, that Mark Harris, he's a nice quarterback, throws a really good ball. Their running back does some really nice things. Looks like he's got some speed once he, after he hits a hole, he's got some speed, some of that breakaway speed. And Their offensive line looks pretty big and physical. They've got the Joyce kid up front who does a nice job for them, and you know, a couple other kids that look like they do a really nice job. And you know, I think Coach Frederickson's doing a nice job over there, being his first year. And you know, they kind of get into some different looks. You know, typically they had been a fully spread team. This year they go into some I formation stuff. Just doing some things different, and they're moving the ball really well. So we got to be sound defensively on Friday, reading our keys and taking care of our job, and hopefully that'll be enough for us.
Finally, Coach, just a few keys, expectations for a big game this week.
You know, we got to take care of the football. We've done a great job of that this year, and I think it's reflected in some of our scores and our record, which has been nice. And we can't let the game become too much for us. You know, it is a rivalry game, but we got to keep our heads about us. Can't get too high where we can't even function. So that's something we're talking to the guys about this week, and hoping that we can execute on Friday.
District game, league game, rivalry game, it all's packed into one. ACCHS at Moore Hill Mount Academy this week. Game featured on KARE 93.7 on Friday nights. Again, ACCHS head coach, that's Alex Thornburg, joining us. We appreciate it, as always, the conversation presented by L&L Construction. Coach, good luck tomorrow night. Should be a good one. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, Brandon. Appreciate it.